Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show. I'm your host, Dadon Tolbert. Quick change of plans, as you guys heard earlier this afternoon. As you know, we were planning on for a long time this evening doing our long-awaited Martin Luther King Day special, which we do every year, where we kind of address the state of the black community, remembering the dream, becoming the dream, living the dream, as far as where we as a people have come and how far we still have to go. We were going to add a different take onto that in regards to the recent movie 12 Years a Slave, and then incorporating being a black man in white America and tying all of those together. We are still going to do that show. I apologize for those of you who were looking forward to tonight's show, which was actually supposed to be last Monday, but because of the snowstorm, we had to reschedule. So that's going to be a classic show with all these reschedules, but I guarantee you, look out for them in the near future, really the next couple weeks. But tonight, obviously, with the Grammys last night, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the performances, the speeches, the symbolism and imagery that was being shown. And, you know, we want to talk about it. You know, I know you guys want to talk about it. And many people hit me up like, yo, Dadon, are you going to do a post-Grammy special? You're going to do it again this year? I said, hey, what the heck? You got, you know, this show is for the people. It's for you guys. You guys' voice. You guys' topics. So we decided we're going to do that tonight. We're going to capture the moment and really talk about this stuff while it's fresh. Many of you may remember this time last year, our post-Grammy special where we discussed Satanism in the entertainment industry at that time, and for several months after that, was the all-time highest-rated show in our 10-year history here. So definitely, if you missed that, you know, in your spare time going forward, take some time, obviously listen to tonight, but take some time to listen to our analyzation of last year's post, last year's Grammy special, which was a very good show in and of itself. I'm excited tonight. You guys are here as well. Courtney is here. A lot of new listeners, I understand, for tonight's show, which is good, which is always a good thing. Those of you who are unfamiliar, you know that you should know that anyone is welcome to call in live, 646-200-0366. All you have to do is hit the number 1 on your keypad. This is a real show. We don't screen calls. All we ask is that you be respectful and, you know, keep it PG. This is a family show. Courtney's here with me tonight. Courtney, what's going on with you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What do you think about our last-minute change of schedule? I know you were looking forward to talking about, you know, the Martin Luther King stuff, which is great, and we're going to, we will do that. But how do you feel about tonight's post-Grammy special?
Well, you know, I'm excited either way. So, you know, no matter what the topic is, it's guaranteed to be a good show. So I'm excited to talk about it and get into it because I did watch it yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even really watch it while it was on. Danny and I have gotten into this new show, The Following, on Fox, and we're trying to get caught up. We've been doing like a marathon. So, you know, I didn't even want to be bothered with it. So we taped it, and I watched it today, like I watch most award shows, just kind of fast forwarding and, watching what I want to watch, all the pertinent stuff. So definitely got a chance to catch up. And, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, that I saw and that you guys saw and just that's out there in the entertainment industry as a whole, you know, it definitely needs to be talked about. We will talk about it from a biblical perspective because it's very important that people understand, you know, there is a war going on. You know, there is a battle. You know, there's a battle of good and evil. You know, God versus Satan, you know, and I think when you look at the things that God loves, you know, when you look at the things that, you know, the Bible speaks about as far as what he would like for our people, what he would not like for our people, and then you look at what the music industry consists of, what the movie industry, the entertainment industry as a whole consists of and revolves around, you know, it's literally impossible to not see the contrast that exists in society, the literal taking over of people's bodies and minds and spirits and being controlled even, which we'll talk about a little bit later on from a biblical perspective. But these things actually happen. The Bible speaks about it. We're seeing this stuff play out right in front of our eyes. And the people who are most passionate about putting forth a satanic agenda, those people, you know, are very passionate about using very influential individuals to put forth, to bring forth that message of Satan. You know, and that's, I mean, you know, I'm talking about the Katy Perrys, the Beyoncés, the Jay-Z's, the Bruno Marses. I mean, literally everybody that has a voice is being used to put forth a message. They do it through colors. They do it through symbolism, imagery, videos, performances even. We'll talk about Katy Perry's performance of her song last night, which was, I mean, it's, you know, it's witchcraft, it's satanic, I mean, it's demonic. So many different things that if you, now here's the, and here's the big if, guys. If you are familiar with the word, if you're familiar with Satanism, if you're familiar with satanic imagery, Illuminati symbolism, and again, these are very big ifs, then you will clearly pick up on just about everything. However, if you don't read the word, if you are living in the world, if you do look to the word for your source of entertainment, for your source of pleasure, well, then you're not. It's not going to be comfortable for you to say, this is how I'm entertained. This is my livelihood. But I'm going to villainize and ostracize these celebrities who I've looked up to my entire life and try to find something evil there. If that, because what that would mean is that your whole existence, your whole livelihood is no longer, you know, relevant, right? I mean, that's really what happens. You know, for example, if you're a guy and you literally your whole life you've grown up listening to Jay-Z, you know, and even modeled a lot of your life looking up to someone like a Jay-Z, then you're not going to want to hear someone saying, hey, look, this is the message that he's putting forth to our youth. This is the blasphemy that he's putting forth. You know, this is the passion that he possesses about making a mockery of Jesus Christ and Christianity as a whole. You're not going to want to hear that Beyonce is specifically doing things to keep our little girls oppressed, have little girls, you know, looking up to someone who will steer them in the direction of being a hoe, of being a whore, of being promiscuous. These are all things that Beyonce's handlers have put her in place to do. That's a message she's been put in place to send forth. And it's funny because it's a combination. We're seeing a very distinct combination of what's going on. On one hand, we have the people who are passionate about, you know, Satanism. You know, people would like to think that's something that, you know, doesn't really exist, or, you know, when in reality it's something that's existed for hundreds of, and even thousands of years. People have been, you know, polygamy and, you know, paganism and just downright Satanism for, you know, since the beginning of time. That's always been in effect, you know, sacrifices and, you know, I don't know how else to say it, sacrifices, blood sacrifices, human sacrifices, animal sacrifices. These are not things that just started happening. So what happens is you're not, if you know what I'm saying, if you don't believe in that stuff, even though the word specifically speaks about evil, well, then it's going to be uncomfortable for you to say, you know what, hey, let's all get together and take a stand for Jesus Christ if you're not even passionate about Christ. And I just want to do this little disclaimer before we really get into the award show, because it's important to talk about what's going on and why so many people are not seeing it, why so many people are debating. They're debating because we're challenging not these celebrities, but we're challenging the overall existence of these people. Taking a stand against evil means really taking a look in the mirror at themselves, really taking a look at how they spend their Friday nights, right? I mean, if you're walking around butt naked yourself with your ass out and your breasts out, it's kind of hard to take a look at Beyonce and say, hey, look, hey, this is someone who's been put in place to keep us oppressed as a people when you are, in fact, the oppressed, right? No, that's uncomfortable to do. If you're getting smashed off on a Friday night, you're not going to want to hear, you know, hey, look, Beyonce's lyrics play up, you know, put people into that mindset of having one night stands, drunk in love. You know, if you're, you know what I'm saying? If you're having drunk sex after the club, you're not going to want to really hear the satanic and demonic undertones that are there in those performances and in those lyrics. You're just going to kind of want to tune that out because doing so would cause you to examine your life, right? If you don't believe in Jesus Christ and haven't accepted him as your Lord and Savior, how the heck are you even going to want to hear that there is even a devil? It's kind of hard to believe in Satanism and the fact that people worship the devil when you don't even worship Jesus Christ. Now, on the other hand, when you are passionate about Jesus Christ like I am, like Courtney is, like many of you guys out there listening are, which is why you're listening to this show, then it's not hard to tell what's going on out here, and you are going to be mad about this crap. You are going to be pissed off. Some people says, why are you so mad? Well, the Bible says we should be mad. It's not that I'm mad. It's that I have hatred. Why do you have hatred, Dadon? It's not that serious. Oh, yes, it is that serious, because in Amos 5:15, it says to hate evil and to love good and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Okay? See, a lot of people don't understand that. They're not familiar with the book of Amos. They're not familiar with a lot of these scriptures that specifically pertain to how we are as Christians are specifically commanded to take a stand for evil. It is our job. It is our duty. We are not Christians as the word describes a true follower of Christ if we just say it's not that serious. What else does the Bible say about that? I was going to save this for later, but this needs to be said first. Psalms 97:10 says, "Oh, you who love the Lord, hate evil." That's the commandment right there. Again, you people who love Jesus Christ, who love the Lord, basically saying you are commanded to hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Okay? See, and this is where it really gets deep. And this is where you've really got to, you know, get into the word to actually look at, okay, well, all right, I understand that. I hear what you're saying. Yes, we who love the Lord, we're supposed to hate evil. But is that really evil? You know, is Beyonce evil? You know, what is evil? Is Jay-Z evil? What a damn sure enough of the Lord are they? You know what I mean? That's for sure, right? You know, I mean, I think we can be clear on that. They don't represent Jesus Christ. So basically, anything that's not of God, clearly of Satan. That should be a general rule of thumb. If it's not of God, if it's not of the Word, it's of the world. That means it's of Satan, right? I mean, so that should be common sense. But when you really look deeper into it, you really have to look at what Satanism is as a whole. Satanism, in a nutshell, is not someone worshiping some little red devil, although there's a lot of symbolism that pertains to that. It's so much deeper than that. It's literally studying the Word of God and picking and choosing little things that you can make a mockery of, things that you can uplift into and glorify and glamorize that the Lord will hate. You're taking little stabs at Christ, making little mockeries of the things that God is most passionate about. That, guys, is Satanism. I have studied Satanism for countless hours, not a couple minutes, not a couple Google posts, but countless of hours really researching, hey, what do these guys believe? What is this stuff? Why? Somebody says, well, why do you do that? Because, again, in Psalms 97:10, it says, those of you who love the Lord hate evil. Well, how can you hate something if you don't understand it? How can you hate something if you don't even recognize it when you see it right there in front of your face? It says, he preserves the lives of his saints and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. See what I'm saying, guys? You really got to read the word. I know I'm talking a lot, and you guys should get used to it, because it's one of those shows, man, that we got to really be passionate about. What are your thoughts on that, Courtney?
Man, you just made me think about just the emotions that I felt yesterday, you know, when watching the show. Like, I was so mad. I was yelling at the TV because I just could not believe. You know, I know we talk about it, you know, as far as, like, you know, people disrespecting God, but it seemed like last night, the level that it was just on an all-time high, and not in a good way. Like, I was really, really mad. And I feel like you said, like, other Christians should be, you know, that are on fire for God. If you saw that show, or even if you heard about it, saw video clips, you should be mad too.
Right. Let me read y'all something. That's, and again, that's the funny thing, Corey. That's how you can tell a true Christian when they get mad. Because I was mad. I was doing the same thing. And I'm not even going to say what I said in front of the TV, but when I heard that Jay-Z speech, you ever guys ever see Goodfellas when the dude was getting on Joe Pesci and he was like, you know, yeah, go get your shine box. And, you know, he's like, yo, man, I don't shine shoes anymore. And he's like, all right, yeah, whatever. Get your effing shine. He's like, you mother... You know, it's like went crazy. That's kind of like how I felt. Like, I was just like that mad. Actually, to be honest with you, that's actually what I said at the TV. Like, when he, and we'll talk about what exactly was said that got me so mad. Because it's just like I see it. I see it so clearly, and it gets under my skin when people, I'd rather y'all just not say anything. Just don't say anything to me if you disagree. You know, I mean, seriously, I'm all for a good debate, but. You know, when I get like this, man, you know, I'm not saying stuff to debate. I don't want to hear a debate. It's not for me to convince you. It's not for that. So just don't say anything. Don't comment if you disagree, because that's just going to make me mad. Now, you can call into the show, but I'm just telling you right now, this my page, this show, everything that I do, certainly not my group, it's for Christians who exhibit what Psalms 97:10 says, which is those of you who love the Lord hate evil. That's it. That's who it's for. That's what it's about. If you don't hate evil, I don't want to have nothing to do with you. I don't want to see your comments. I don't want you on my friends list. If you support Jay-Z, you support Beyonce, you support Katy Perry, you support any of these satanic individuals, you know, I mean, that's, you're just not for me. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I represent. Bible says right here in Proverbs 8:13, it says the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. I mean, listen, guys, I don't know if you guys are familiar with these, but there are tons of scriptures that pertain specifically to how believers of Christ, followers of Christ, should hate evil. You see what I'm saying? It's so many different things. Those of you who love the Lord hate evil. That's one scripture. Another one says, the fear of the Lord is the hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. Perverted speech I hate. There's a lot of that going on. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem with Christians. Everybody, or I should say fake Christians, they always want to focus on this whole judge not thing. I mean, it's like there are very few things that irk my soul more than an ignorant Christian who does not hate evil. Not only do they not hate evil, see, because people be real quick to talk about judging, but will nobody say if you fear the Lord and you love the Lord, then you should hate evil. And only an idiot would not be able to look at the music industry and the entertainment industry as a whole and not see evil. It's filled with evil. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? If it's filled with evil and you're a Christian, how do you, not only do you not hate it, but you in fact love it? Your Facebook status is talking about some Beyonce killed it. She killed what? I mean, what exactly did she kill? I mean, you could look, I mean, however you want to look at it. You could look at it from a spiritual perspective. There's nothing good about evil. But even from a worldly standpoint, I mean, drunken love, Jay-Z coming out, you know, rapping, you know, talking about nothing. I mean, her popping, twerking. Is that killing it? Back in the day, Patti LaBelle killed it. Aretha Franklin killed it. Even Alicia Keys killed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people who actually came. Jennifer Hudson killed it. If y'all really want to talk about people, like, now, as far as killing it, but coming out dressed like, I mean, you're like 35 years old doing stuff that these 21-year-old girls, I mean, it's, you're a mom killing it, guys. There's nothing, there's not, that's not sexy. It's not, you know, admirable. There's nothing good about that. In fact, it's evil. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw, but I mean, they got, I mean, you can even Google it at this point. I mean, I posted even the advertisement for this show. I mean, they're literally throwing up the 666 sign. That sign is a satanic symbol, guys. That's what it is. Like, when they do that little O-case, I don't know, I mean, you guys should know by now, but, you know, if you're new to this stuff, I mean, that's not just a sign. That doesn't, I mean, I feel almost stupid talking about it as if people can't see it. But, I mean, that means Satan. You feel what I'm saying? That's a satanic symbol that Satan is used to show their allegiance to Satan. And there's the still shot of Jay-Z throwing it up and Beyonce throwing it up simultaneously to show their allegiance, to show that they are furthering the agenda of Satan. I don't know how much more clear that can be. I mean, what else can we say? What else needs to be said, Courtney, for people to, you know, to, for them to get it?
Right, because it was right there, right in front of your eyes. You know, it was so crystal clear. I wish that people would get out of, you know, being in denial.
I see some calls on. I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick. I know Nakia's on the line. I want to bring her on, but I just want to read something real quick. Okay, a lot of, and I know she, I want to talk about this because I know Nakia is very passionate about this whole thing. It's funny, she actually told me today that we should do a show on judging. You know, and a lot of people, when they say, well, why, you know, who are you to judge? I mean, there's a number of things that I've heard over the years. You know, you're judgmental, or who are you to judge? And, you know, we should pray for them. And that is true. We should pray for them, which is absolutely true. In fact, this is what the Word says. Judge not that you not be judged, or be not judged. For with judgment pronounced you will be judged, and with the measure you use it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that's in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. That's Matthew 7:1-5, and that's where a lot of people get what is for them their get out of jail free card. Okay, that has become in 2014 and for many years prior, you know, what a lot of people use as an excuse to live life the way they want to live it without any type of accountability. Okay, the Bible is very clear about, you know, about sin and what sin actually is. You understand that? The Bible says also, a lot of people, they forget about this. They say, it says in Proverbs 31:9, to open your mouth and to judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and the needy. See, that's one of the more, the lesser popular posts or scriptures that speaks about judging. See, so which is it, guys? Are we supposed to not judge, or should we judge? A lot of people tend to just say don't judge. But again, nobody wants to talk about where it says to open your mouth and to judge righteously. And this is what I really like here, to defend the rights of the poor and needy. And how I interpret this is that, first of all, again, going backwards, again, we are to hate that which is evil. So you can't hate something but yet remain silent about it. Martin Luther King hated racism. He hated prejudice. Okay? He did not remain silent. He wasn't judgmental, but he wasn't silent either. He spoke out against injustice, and he spoke out against hate and hatred and evil. He defended the rights of the poor and the needy. Somebody says, what does that have to do with Beyonce and Jay-Z and all these other guys? Well, the reality is there's a lot of underprivileged children out there who don't have moms who raise them with self-respect and dignity. There are a lot of fathers out there who are deadbeat bastards. We did a show on it last night. It was a rebroadcast, How to Avoid Dealing with Low-Down Dirty Bastards. They don't have role models. So unfortunately for them and for our community, they're looking up to these celebrities. They're looking up. They're hanging on the words of Jay-Z and the words of Beyonce. They don't understand what it means to have a mom who cares, a mom who gives a damn, a mom who will turn off BET when she sees the naked ladies on television like my mom did. We are here to defend the rights of the poor and the needy, the people whose mothers, who are moms, who happen to be whores as well. I know strippers who moonlight on the pole. Excuse me. Well, yeah, exactly. That's, you know, moms who moonlight as strippers. You see what I'm saying? We have to, who's going to defend those kids? Is speaking up about a mom who puts her son to bed early just so she can get some late night sex? Who's going to defend them? Is that judging if we say, hey, look, that's not cool? If Michelle Obama and Barack Obama say, hey, look, these are great role models. These are the best role models for my kids, and you guys should accept them into your homes as role models, like as he has said on numerous occasions. Who is going to set him straight and say, no, that's not true? They are not role models. Beyonce's shaking her ass in front of millions of people, touching herself, masturbating on stage. These are not things that are okay for little kids to see. This is not who should be in these elementary schools, you know, while, you know, leading these dances and these dance routines for physical fitness and different things like that. Doesn't matter why they're in the schools. They're in the schools. Anyone who says come into my school to teach my kids, to influence my kids, that's what's going to happen. They're going to influence them. Those people, those kids, they're not going to not watch the Grammys. I watch the Grammys. The Grammys is a family show. It shouldn't be, but it is. It's one of those things that families watch together. Nobody says, okay, turn your head, you know, even though my parents did back in the day, don't watch this or I'm going to turn this off. Why? Because they're selfish half the time, and they're the ones that want to see it. They're the ones that want to get all horny watching Jay-Z grope Beyonce on stage. It's a bunch of perverts. The Bible says it's been reported that there's a perversion amongst you. You know what I'm saying? Spiritual wickedness. The reality is we are a very perverse nation. You know what I'm saying? This is as perverted as it's been since Sodom and Gomorrah. People get off on Beyonce. People love Beyonce. Men fantasize about her. Women want to be her. This is what the reality is. Why do you think anyone would defend that type of crap? The Bible says that the Antichrist is coming, but not only that, but there are Antichrists here already. Who do you think the word is referring to when it speaks about antichrists who are here already in the world? What does the Bible say about people who are loved by the world? If you're loved by the world, you are an enemy of God. You guys must not have read that scripture. So those understand this, guys. When I do a show like this, when I put up a post speaking about evil and you want to debate with me and you want to come up with a post to try to disprove me, please understand, I am speaking up for Jesus Christ, okay? I am representing the Word of God. You may not like me, but that's my intent. That is what I am doing. You debating is not you debating with Dayton Tolbert. You are an enemy of God because you are a friend of the world. Beyonce and Jay-Z represent the world. Jay-Z represents the universe, as he calls it. Oprah nicknamed Beyonce the beloved princess of the universe. Do you guys see a connection that Jay-Z says, oh, yeah, I want to thank God a little bit? I mean the universe. But come on, man. I see right through all that stuff. It's so freaking obvious. Jay-Z is the master of double entendres. Anyone who listens to Jay-Z's music, there's a double entendre. And look it up if you don't know what a double entendre is. I mean, some ignorant people out here that just don't understand stuff. You know what I'm saying? But Jay-Z is the all-time hip-hop king of double entendres and plays on words. It just watch it. Go look on your DVR. I know you guys DVR that dumb crap, But watch it over again. Look it up on YouTube. It was very calculated. It was very planned. I want to thank God a little, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm, you know, the universe for, you know, for blessing me with it. Come on, man. It's all, you know, he wanted to say, I want to thank God a little bit, but mainly the universe. And then all that other crap, that's the double entendre. He made it seem like, he, oh, come on, man. Y'all don't need me to, you know what I'm saying? Do I really need to break it down for y'all? He's, that's what he does with everything. That's why he calls himself Jehovah. That's why Beyonce's album was called I Am. That's why it's all throughout the hip-hop and music industry. All sorts of double entendres. Lord, okay? Oh, yeah, let's call my, we're just, we'll come out, I'll call myself Lord, and I'll come out acting like a puppet on stage. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, guys. Will I Am, the great I Am. These are every single, that's the whole, listen, this is the last thing I'm going to say about it because I want to move on. But the whole purpose of Satanism, guys, that is to make a mockery of Christianity. That if you've noticed, the people who are most creative and the people who are most passionate, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross and all them, Katy Perry, you know, all these people, they're all passionate and take it to a whole nother level as far as how they can make a mockery of the kingdom of God. When you can do something like that, that's what skyrockets you. Macklemore, they took on this whole gay thing. That's, you know, so that is the ultimate mockery to God's word and God's plan. So it's okay, boom, we're going to make you guys superstars without a record deal. I mean, just go down the list. Look at everybody. Nicki Minaj. Freaking Pope outfit, you know what I mean? Walking around with, looking like a devil with a, you know, you guys know. So many people, that's what it takes to be successful in this industry. Any thoughts, Courtney, real quick before we go to the phone line? 646-200-0366. Hit the number one on your keypad. We're talking about the post-Grammy special tonight, what everybody's talking about, what everybody saw last night. I know I'm talking a lot tonight, but you guys are welcome to voice your opinions. You don't have to agree with me. In fact, I love for people not to agree with me. Call in. We can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what people need to talk about, man. Nobody in the world is talking about this right now. People just want to act like, oh, okay, yeah, it never happened. We'll just forget the fact that Bruno Mars sacrificed his mom and he wants to give a shout-out to his mom, which is the whole reason why he's there. This guy was, listen, I promise, man, this guy was a virtual unknown. Virtual unknown. Look up blood sacrifices. Look up solstice sacrifices. This guy was a virtual unknown. This guy, all of a sudden, you know, oh, yeah, it's on CNN. This, let me just ask you a quick question. Why would CNN broadcast Bruno Mars' mom passing at the time when this guy was a freaking nobody? He had, I mean, he was not even a celebrity like that. All of a sudden, oh, Bruno Mars' mom is found, was found dead today. Next thing you know, this guy's headlining the Super Bowl. This guy's winning Grammys. This guy's performing at the Grammys. America, this guy's like the biggest guy in the freaking world right now. All of a sudden, Nicki Minaj, best, come on, you don't need me to go down all this, but you know what I'm saying? You guys should get it by now. That's what's required. Understand, this stuff is not new. Blood sacrifices, human sacrifices have been going on for thousands of years. It's not that was the case back in the day. It's still the case today. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on outside of that. Okay? I'm sorry, Courtney. What were you going to say?
No, no, that's okay. I was just sitting here listening, and I was just thinking about one of the last things that you were talking about, Bruno Mars and the whole shouting his mother out. I mean, that was crazy, but I don't even know if you caught this part, but it was a part in the show where he was introducing Pink. She's coming out or whatever, performing, and he was pointing to her, you know, to say, oh, this is Pink, but he didn't point with his index finger. He threw up the horns in
yes,
her direction.
Yes. Oh, I caught it.
You saw
I
that?
Caught it. I'm
okay.
So proud of you, Courtney. Courtney, let me just tell you something. I'm so proud of you because you are a very small percentage of people in the world, including myself and a few other people I know, who even caught that. And I swear on everything, that's right here in my notes to bring that up. I caught that, and so did you. Watch, get the DVR out, guys. heck, points like that. Nobody. These guys are throwing up devil horns. You feel what I'm saying? That is, just so you know, that is an Illuminati symbolism. Somebody wants to put me on blast. They say, well, what are you talking about? Aren't you a Sigma? Isn't that your sign? Yeah, it's my sign. That's what Sigmas do. Guess what? The OK sign, that's all the Kappas do. Guess what? To be real with y'all, every single Greek symbol is an actual satanic symbol, just to be real with you. I'm not even going to get into, you know what I'm saying, because there's a lot to that. But that is, let's not get that twisted. That is a fact. Okay? Those are, and you know, again, different things mean different things to different organizations. You know, yes, I am a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Did I pledge? Absolutely. Have I thrown up that sign? Yes, I have. Do I worship Satan? I mean, come on. Of course not. You know, and so I'm not, it's not always about that. But what I am saying is that is the same symbol that is used in Satanism. Let's be clear. And we need to stop making excuses. We need to stop acting like we don't see stuff. See, a lot of people, some people try to put me on blast. Listen, those same people, y'all can call into the show. I don't hide anything. I will keep it 100% real, even if it means putting myself on blast to do it. That's how real I am. Let's put it all on the table. Let's talk about it. Because at the end, on Judgment Day, we're all going to be held accountable. And that's real. Let's go to the phone lines, though. 646-200-0366. Hit the number one on your keypad. See a call on the line from the 484 area code. Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show.
Hi, good evening. Hi, Dadon. Hi, Courtney. How are you?
Nakia, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? I was really excited to find out you were going to talk about judging tonight. I had to put the baby to bed early so I could call in and see what y'all are going to talk about.
Right. What's going on? What are your thoughts on it?
You know, I'm really kind of, I can't say fed up, but it's like really boiling up in my spirit. I'm so tired of hearing so many people use that. It's almost like a license to sin these days. You know, if somebody's doing something that is clearly out of line with Scripture, the first thing they say when you speak out about it is, don't judge. And it's just like you said earlier, they're really taking that completely out of context. When Christ was speaking in Matthew, I believe you read, he wasn't talking about not judging. He was saying, don't judge people about the things that you yourself are guilty of. You know, if you're out there fornicating, then you can't sit there and point the finger about somebody who's fornicating if that's something that you're doing. You know, and it's completely taken out of context. Please start studying instead of being a mockingbird, completely echoing everything you hear instead of studying it for yourself. You know, Paul, when he mentions judging, he says that we're supposed to judge. We are supposed to judge those in the church, especially those who call themselves Christians, by the word of God. And we are to judge righteously. It says that in John. But, you know, whenever we talk about these situations, you know, with the industry, with the world, with the government, whatever it may be, it's not even about judging. It's really about calling a spade, you know, in Ephesians 5:11, I believe it says, don't be partakers of darkness, I'm paraphrasing, but rather expose them. So when you hear people say, wow, I didn't know the 3 6s was satanic. Wow, I didn't know that the pyramid over the eye was the eye of Horus. What we're doing is we're exposing the work of darkness. That's our job. That's what we're called to do. So, you know, I think a lot of Christians have really got to get their head from under the rock and start understanding that, you know, the time is really, really speeding up. We don't have time to play games anymore. There isn't any more time to act as if, you know, there's nothing happening. We can even see it in nature itself. Everything's speeding up, and it's just no time to play as if we have all night. You know, the darkness is here, and the night is almost well spent. The light's about to come, and you got to get ready.
Right. Wow. Nakia, let me just, before I let you go, I know the baby's asleep. You got the kids. Congratulations on all the kids. But, you know, let me just real quick, if I could take up a minute of your time. Just to, yeah. You know what I mean. What you were just saying, though, about not being a hypocrite, and this is a great scripture that pertains directly to that, exactly what Nakia just said in Romans 2, 1 through 3, says, therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? That's what Nakia just said. This scripture, the scripture she said, all those scriptures that pertain to judging isn't about speaking on about sin, exposing sin. As she said, that's what we're supposed to do. Hate that which is of evil. Expose sin. Expose evil. Expose it. Put it out there. Talk about it. It says to open your mouth. Judge righteously. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Okay? It's about hypocrisy. It says, though you can't judge those and you practice those same exact things. Listen, I don't practice devil worshiping. I'm not a Satanist. I don't pimp my wife out on stage for the world to see. I am okay. I'm allowed to expose evil. Why? Because I don't do those things. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not being a hypocrite by doing it. Now, if I was doing those things, then me saying, that's with a log in my eye. How can I point out a log in Courtney's eye when there's a speck in Courtney's eye when there's a log in my own eye? Well, guess what? I ain't got no log in my eye. Am I perfect? No, I'm not perfect. But at the same time, I'm speaking out on sins that I don't partake in myself. That's what this is all about. I'm sorry, Nikki. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No. I agree wholeheartedly with everything you said. God bless, and thank you so much for putting me through, but I got to go before somebody starts making noise.
I hear you, Nakia. Great to have you here. Guys, understand, Nakia, that show I mentioned to you guys earlier on was Nakia was on that one as well, last year's post-Grammy special. And it's amazing how time flies. That show was crazy last year at this same time. We did that, and we did a post-Super Bowl special where, you know, Beyonce was doing the whole thing. And that whole thing was filled with just demonic and satanic imagery. So shout-out to Nakia. Shout-out to everybody. You know, and listen, this what we're doing, we are building an army of believers, of not just of believers, because everybody says they're a believer. Oh, yeah, I believe in God. Got guys freaking going to the Jay-Z concert talking about something they're a Christian. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Kanye West calls himself a Christian, you know, calling himself Jesus. I mean, and that's, again, making a mockery of being a follower of Christ. How can you be a follower of Christ and support someone who makes a mockery of Jesus Christ? Barack Obama calls himself a Christian, yet he sat up there and makes jokes about Christianity, tries to disprove the Bible in his actual speeches. You know, that's not being a Christian. And we got to start being honest about this stuff. 646-200-0366. We'll go back to the phone line, see a call on the line from the 718 area code. Welcome to the Dayton Tolbert Show.
Brother Dayton, this is Ray from Staten Island. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Man, oh my goodness. You and Lady Courtney, super passionate tonight. And I understand. Believe me, I do. I mean, look, I'm putting it out there. I only saw 2.5 minutes of the Grammys and turned it off. I was disgusted. Here's what happened. You know, I was watching, you know, LL on Entertainment Tonight over the weekend, where he talked about the opening number was going to be crazy and stuff. So I was curious. I turned it on, you know, I heard about, you know, Paul McCartney, Ringo, so I was just curious to see what the opening number would be. And he said it was going to be something crazy, something I'd never seen before. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, Beyonce doing the flash dance number. I've never seen that before. I've seen the actual movie Flash Dance, so come on. Wow, Beyonce twerking, shaking her butt. Wow, I never saw that before. I turned it off. I was disgusted. So I feel your passion. I feel your anger. I felt that because after I turned it off, I talked to my sister, and then I went on the phone and talked to two of my friends and explained my disgust of what I saw. Because growing up, when I would watch award shows, I'm talking about when I was a little kid in my single-digit years, there was class in those performances. There was class in those shows and everything. Now it's like, you know, everything is conformed of what's of the world. And I was disgusted. So I'm just letting you know, I feel that, man. I feel that very much. And it's just that after those 2.5 minutes, after I talked to my sister and I talked to two of my friends, I went to sleep.
Let me tell you something, so, man. It's good to hear from you, bro. I really appreciate the call. It's good to hear from you as always. And I'll tell you something, man. The reason why you're passionate about it, the reason why you're angry about it, is because you're a real Christian. You know what I'm saying? You're a real follower of Jesus Christ. You actually love the Lord. See, that's what people don't seem to get. People don't seem to understand that you can't love God but also love things of the world. That's what I mean. It's like people don't seem to understand common sense. Not even common sense. People don't want to read the Word of God. You can't do both. You cannot sit at the table of the devil and at the same time sit at the table of God. And I'm paraphrasing, but you guys should be familiar with that. You cannot do both. You know what I'm saying? And if you try to, if you are lukewarm, what does the Bible say? He says it will spit you out like he never knew you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people need to understand. There is no fence sitting. You can't make excuses for evil. And I mean, I'm just telling y'all, man, you know, it's, listen, I sleep good at night. I sleep very good. There's nothing, let me just explain, on so many levels, and I don't even want to go here, but I'm just saying, on so many levels, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, on a spiritual level, I love God. I know for a fact I'm going to heaven, you know, so I'm good there. From a Facebook standpoint, like, I've got thousands of listeners, thousands of followers. Me deleting somebody or me getting deleted by somebody, that doesn't affect me, so I'm good there. You know, people want to threaten me. People want to say I got the gun collection. I'm good there. I could care less. You feel what I'm saying? I've got friends. I've got, you know, family. I'm so good. And so I just want to say, when you guys, the haters, and I'm speaking, I love you guys who support, but I'm saying, I'm speaking to the psychos, I'm speaking to the haters who I know for a fact are listening right now. You debating with me, you saying little stuff, it doesn't bother me. All it does, because I know what I represent. Everybody knows what I represent. I represent the Word. My new book is coming out straight from a biblical perspective. So debating with me does not in any way, you know, do anything to me, but instead it says and really solidifies who you are and who and what you stand for. And it's all it is just to, like, hey, you know, boom, look, I'm struggling with my spirituality. Just understand that before you post. You know what I'm saying? You're basically saying, hey, look, I don't really subscribe to the teachings of the Word of God, and I am living in the world, and I am being used and influenced by Satan and satanic individuals. I'm just saying, Courtney, is that not what you think when you see the same exact stuff that I see?
Yeah, I mean, we know what it is. And so when people want to lash out, you know, and try to make you feel stupid, it's like, you know, they're the ones that look stupid. I mean, I hate to say that, but really they do. You really need to check yourself, check your attitude at the door, and really just be honest about what's going on. So I agree with you 100%.
I mean, that's really all it is. And I just want to put that in. But, you know, I do want to talk about some other stuff. But, you know, as far as judging goes, because you've been accused of being judgmental. I've seen that as well, just from a counseling standpoint, from a ministry standpoint. How do you deal with people saying such ridiculous things?
I just don't care.
Hey.
I mean, it doesn't matter, because I know that I'm not doing this for them. You know, this is all, you know, for God, and I'm just, you know, sharing my story and my testimony. So whatever people have to say, that doesn't matter. Like, that doesn't bother me.
Right. You know, and it shouldn't. You know, it shouldn't. In fact, one of the things that I said that, you know, I think we all, and I'll go back to the phone lines. The phone lines are still open, guys. We'll take every call that, you know, from anyone who wants to say anything tonight. We're here as long as you guys want to be, 646-200 0366. I just had to get some stuff off my chest. I'm calm now. I'm good. You know what I mean? We can talk now. You know what I mean? But seriously, you know, Facebook, you know, when I shouldn't say when I was coming up, but, you know, when I first got on, and even now, you know, I see a lot of stuff. Like, you know, I have thousands of, like, 5,000 on one page, another 5,000 on my other page. Got my fan page. There's the friends group. I mean, I'm in, like, tons of other groups. Like, I see a lot of different posts and opinions and comments. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but it would be impossible for me to care or even get mad at what, you know, what opinions are formulated in the minds of other individuals. I just can't fathom that. Like, that's something I will never understand. You know, like, me scrolling through my newsfeed, which I very rarely do, but even if I did do that, you know, for whatever reason, I may scroll through my newsfeed, like, one time throughout the day, and that's, like, literally at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning when my alarm goes off, and I'm just, like, laying in bed, you know, before I get up and start my day. I'll check my email. I'll check my bank account. I'll just, you know, randomly scroll through. You see what people are saying. But that's it. And then I get up, start my day. I'm too busy for that. I don't have time for the opinions of others. And that's no disrespect to anybody, but I'm just saying, me personally, I don't care what other people think or even have to say for that matter. You know, so certainly I'm not going to get mad at what other people think. So I say all that to say, you know, guys, just relax. You know, if Courtney says, you know, Beyonce's a hoe, well, that's Courtney's opinion. If Dadon Tolbert says, oh, that she's being a bad influence for our young girls today, well, that's just my opinion. Whether you agree or you disagree, that's my thoughts. This show, these are my thoughts. I'm not on anybody's page, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I disagree with what you put on your Facebook. Like, who cares? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that for me, and I'll say this one last thing, and then we'll go back to the lines, but for me, you know, Facebook is, what was MySpace's old slogan? Was it a place for friends? You know, like, for me, I take that seriously. Like, that's what Facebook is for me. Like, I'm not on MySpace anymore, but I'm on Facebook. So, but it's the same thing. Like, it's a place for friends. It's a place for supporters. You know, it's like, if either your family, you're a friend, or you're a supporter of what it is that I do, if you're anything outside of that, like, I have nothing to do with you, and you should have nothing to do with me. So I just say, I mean, I just want to, I put that out there just so people, so they understand. Like, I asked a young woman to leave, like, just leave the Friends of the Dadon Tolbert Show group today because, you know, she's clearly not a supporter. You know, she just wanted to debate, you know, and that's just not what I'm here for. That's not what the group is for. But there's so many more important things to do in life. I mean, and I think that's fair. That if you're in the Friends of the Dadon Tolbert Show, you should be a friend, an actual friend, or a supporter. I mean, I think that's logical. I mean, is that too much to ask, Courtney?
No, it's not. The funny part is those people are just, what do they call them, confused admirers. I mean, it's a reason they're in it. They do support, but it's like, you know, they want to hate at the same time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to take a little, as a matter of fact, let's go to the phone lines. I want to take a little intermission and talk about a little something else real quick, you know, and we're going to jump back into everything. But there's a call on the line from the 818 area code. Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show.
Hey, Dadon, this is Lala, and I am one of your friends on Facebook. I want to commend you for all that you do. I share your posts often. You might see me doing that. When you do scroll, I share you in our men's group, Men of Purpose. And this particular topic tonight, I'm fired up about as well because, honestly, last night, I wouldn't have even watched the Grammys. I had full intent and purpose watching it. Didn't have a notepad out, but in essence had a notepad out. My goal was to sit and watch because in past Grammy shows, I always managed to catch all the chatter afterwards and then go to YouTube and stuff. So last night I had a purpose, and I was ill to my stomach, prayerful that the Holy Spirit helped me. And I've been exposing as well, touching on what a couple other callers have already mentioned. I put it on my Facebook today, Ephesians 5 and 11, because I'm getting the backlash too. You know, people want us to take it. You know, Satan can have his puppets out there, and we're supposed to just take it according to the world when we speak out. But Ephesians 5:11 does say, take no part in the, what does it say here, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. And so, you know, I've told a couple of my friends, I consider myself a ringer of the bell, you know, and I see you as one of those two, and there's not too many of us, but I recently came across some stuff on YouTube that blew my mind, like within the last week of Whitney Houston being a sacrifice, and I was like, what? So I started looking and seeing more, and I'm convinced from the evidence I've come across that she indeed was a sacrificial blood sacrifice 2011 Grammy weekend. So I'm just pleased that you're talking about this, that you've given a forum for people to call in and listen. And I might want to just submit this to your listeners that, you know, oppose those of us that are speaking out, because I've used this analogy. Even Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz was wise enough that when Toto pulled the curtain back on the puppeteer, she was wise enough to look behind the curtain. She didn't yell at her dog and say, get over here. Don't be judgmental, you know, and continue in the deceit. And that may sound kind of funny, but it's an analogy that keeps floating through my mind today as I do see, as well as yourself, the don't be judgmental and who are you to judge and stuff like that. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say is commend you on creating a forum and allowing us to speak about it and hear about it.
Absolutely. You know, let everybody know where you're calling in from.
Well, it's 818 Eric here, but I am in Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington. You know what? I thank you. I thank you for listening. I thank you for the kind words. But more importantly, I thank you for just being one more follower of Christ. And I'm talking about a true follower of Christ because, again, being a follower of Christ is doing exactly what Ephesians 5:11 speaks about. You can't be a follower of Christ, but it basically says to have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Not only are people afraid to expose them, but they're having everything to do with them. They make up their daily lives. They're on their iPods. They're, you know, dancing to them, grinding, you know, to them in the parties, you know, and all types of stuff, you know, and they're defending them on Facebook. So, you know, no matter how you look at it, the Word, the Bible, is the ultimate blueprint, the ultimate definition of what a follower of Christ is. A lot of people claiming, you know, you go to Compton, you claim, you know, the wrong set. You claim some, you know, you're perpetrating. That's, you know, that's your life right there. You know, in certain parts of the world, you know, you get killed for falsely claiming something that you don't truly represent. So don't claim to be a Christian. Don't claim to be a follower of Christ if you don't know anything about Ephesians 5:11. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. Such a deep scripture. That's one of my favorite scriptures of all time. Is it one of yours, Courtney?
Yeah, it is. It is. One of the classics.
Man, speaking of classics, How to Win the Heart of an Elite Man in 365 Days or Less is coming this summer. That's my new book. I'm telling y'all. See, y'all think, like, with me, I'm not even, that's not even, you know, like some type of shameless plug. I mean, I don't need to do a shameless, I'll promote it all day, and you know, if I feel like it. But what I'm saying is, I say all that to say, all these scriptures that you guys hear, some of your favorite, some of the most life-changing scriptures of all time, are going to be connected with the most life-changing dating and relationship advice of all time. There's never been anything like that. It's going to change the world. It's going to change your life. Look out for it. Get it, you know, this summer when it's time for it to come out. All right, just want to throw that out there for you guys. We'll take more calls this evening, man. You know, and again, don't think that you guys just have to, you know, co-sign, you know, everything that we say. I mean, this is not that type of show. It's never been that type of show. In fact, it is the realest show. We just want to be honest and, you know, and talk about what's really going on out here in regards to evil, you know, sin. You know, and am I perfect? Let me just be clear. Am I perfect? No, I'm not perfect. You know, we were going to do the Martin Luther King Day special today, and I want to just go, you know, we're going to come back and give that its own show, because that's going to be a crazy show in and of itself, talking about corporate America and being a black man in white America and the movie 12 Years a Slave. We're going to do an – I already got the outline all done. It's been done. That show is going to be crazy. So look out for that in the next week or so. But, you know, in regards to Martin Luther King, I think a lot of people, you know, they have it twisted – what he really represented. I think a lot of people don't understand it. Aside from everything, he was a follower of Christ. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King was a reverend who was passionate about, you know, the Bible, the Word, God, Jesus Christ. And I think that, you know, we as a community, as a people, when we think of Martin Luther King, we think of, you know, the civil rights movement. We think of equality, and as we should. But you also have to realize that Martin Luther King also stood for respect, okay? He stood for dignity, for class. And, you know, you never saw him disrespecting himself. You never saw him around women who were disrespecting himself. And, you know, and don't perpetrate, okay? Don't claim to love Martin Luther King and da-da-da-da-da. But then you support Beyonce. You guys got to realize Martin Luther King fought for us to be respected. Martin Luther King is the reason why there is a Cosby Show. He's the reason why there is, you know, or was in a different world. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are the types of things that he fought for. You know, the imagery. You know, as far as, you know, getting rid of those old images of slavery and of buffoonery and coonery, you know, and the mammy. These are things that he worked tirelessly to give us a new image. Malcolm X, you know, Paul Robeson even, who was in the entertainment industry, who was in the theater. These are people who fought for us to be able to be respected in the entertainment industry. You know what I'm saying? Like Josephine Baker. I mean, these are people who, you know, Ray Charles, these are people in the industry who fought against what you guys out there are glorifying. Martin Luther King, Paul Robeson, these people, Malcolm X, they would not have supported the buffoonery and coonery that we saw on stage last night. That's not what Martin Luther King was about. That's not what he represented. That's not what Rosa Parks represented. She said, no, I'm not moving to the back of the bus. You're going to respect me because I'm a woman. I don't care who you are. You go to the back of the bus. I'm sitting right here. These are things that she said and so many other people said, Harriet Tubman, that you know, we are a people who will be respected. But how can we as a people expect to be respected when we clearly don't even respect ourselves? You go on that, your DVR, and you look at every single one of those performances. How many, Courtney, performances from white individuals, white women, did you see that were butt naked, ass out, breasts out? How many? How many did you see, Courtney?
I didn't see any.
You didn't see any because there weren't any. That's the reason. There weren't any, guys. Don't you guys see that? Don't you guys know that back in the day, that's what they did? They did that in slavery. They did that in Jim Crow. They did that in the civil rights. They did that today. They're doing it all over. We are being used. We are being pimped. Our black women are being pimped for a profit. White men, understand this, guys. Back in slave times, they had strip shows with the black women. They had orgies with our black women who were beaten into slavery and then made to perform sexual favors for the rich white slave masters. That's the real history of slavery that my grandmom told me about. Why? Because she was 103 when she died, and she lived it. Excuse me. She lived this stuff down in South Carolina. You understand that, guys? This is our history. We were being pimped for money by the richest people, the people who control this country, and it's still going on today. They are pimping Beyonce. Beyonce is nothing more than a whore, okay? She's a common whore, the same way Broomhilda was a whore in Django, the same way the store clerk chick in Rosewood was made a whore. That's the difference. They were made whores. Our black women were forced into whoredom, were forced into prostitution. The only difference was they weren't getting a check. They weren't getting paid for their prostitution like Beyonce. Their net worth wasn't, you know, whatever. Go ahead right now, guys. Here's your homework assignment, either right now or in your own spare time. Google pimp and hoe. That's it. We can do it together. Google pimp and hoe. You know what I'm saying? Just Google it. You know, you'll probably come up. You'll probably find. I haven't done it yet. I'm just typing in right now. Come on. Humor me. Pimp and hoe. Let's just see what comes up. All right, let's hit enter. Click on images. Go ahead, give you some time. What comes up, maybe, you know what, let's do a little something. Black. Let's just make it a little interesting. Let's type in black pimp and hoe. Oh, okay. Interesting. You got, we'll go ahead and post something. Post in the group. What I'm looking at right now is a guy that says pimps up, hoes down. A guy in a nice suit, fur coat. You know, you guys know that the typical pimp surrounded by two whores, okay? What you guys, and I think you guys know where I'm going. Everyone knows what a pimp and hoe looks like. If you went to a Halloween costume party, okay, as a pimp and a hoe, if you were the guy, you'd be dressed up in a nice suit, probably some type of ridiculous hat, and you would have an attractive, scantily clad, dressed woman on your arm, some type of hoe. That is the same exact image of Jay-Z and Beyonce last night. There is no difference. So what my point is, historically, we as a people have had our black women pimped. Okay? We currently are pimping ourselves. You don't see white women. Pink, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Lorde. I'm just throwing names out there. These women weren't being pimped. They don't pimp their own, you freaking idiots. And I'm speaking to the Beyonce lovers out there. They don't pimp their own. They're pimping us. And you people are defending them. You're defending the people who are making a mockery of what my grandmom fought for, a mockery of what Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? Meg Evers, Paul Robeson, Ray Charles, Josephine Baker. These are things that people fought, images that people fought to get removed. Bill Cosby fought to be able to show a doctor on network television, prime time, must-see TV. These are things that people like that fought for. And these bastards out here want to pimp us and take us backwards to 1975. James Evan allowed himself to be killed off of Good Times. You guys know, he's like, damn, damn, damn. Like, nah, he didn't die in a car accident. That's what they said happened. That's not what happened. He left the show. Google his interview. He left the show because they wanted to make him a buffoon, because they weren't really feeling the idea of being a strong family in the midst of the ghetto. See, what they wanted to do, they saw where the Cosby Show was going. They saw where A Different World was going. They saw the future. They said, no. We don't want y'all to be rich. We don't want y'all to be successful. We want to put y'all in the ghetto and have, give us whites an image to look at and to laugh at every week. We want to make a mockery of your struggle, you know. But then when they started the writing started getting a little deep, and people started to catch on, like, whoa, it's not so. Yeah, they're poor. Yeah, they're in the ghetto, but they've got love. They've got a black family, you know. They have morals. They have values. We put the buffoon character there. That's literally in every black show. Yeah, we still got that, but we're working around that. You see what I'm saying? They didn't like that. That's why James got killed. You ever thought about that, Courtney?
I heard about that. I did hear about that. And, I mean, it makes perfect sense. I honestly, I don't blame him for leaving the show. I don't. You know, I wish more people, you know, stood up for their morals and not allow themselves to be used by the industry, unlike last night. You know, that was actually really ridiculous. If you just, you know, you saw, like you were saying, just how they're pimping black women, just how Beyonce was pimped. It was just like a big joke. It was like a big joke. And, I mean, I'm sure you had that on a list of things to talk about, but the whole Jamie Foxx thing, you know, him talking about Beyonce, and that was just one of many that just let me know that, you know, they're not taking us seriously.
Yeah, man. See, people don't know their history. And, you know, a lot of it you can't even really blame. You know, you can, because everybody is responsible for their own education at the end of the day. You know, but, I mean, the reality is, you know, there are black women out here, single moms out here, who would rather spend $500 on a weave than to put their kids in an actual good school. Everybody wants to complain about the public school system, because at the end of the day, most people want to just go send their kids for free. They don't want to invest in their kids. They want to have mommy and daddy, or I should say grandmom and grandmom, watch the kids while they go to work, and, you know, so that's free child care. And then when they get old enough, they'll go to school, go to kindergarten at the local public school. But then they have the audacity to complain about the state of the public school. You say, well, I can't afford to put my kids in private school. How come the government doesn't give more money to the communities? Well, that's, you don't have to put your kids in. My mom and dad put me in the most expensive school in the country. That's why you guys hear me the way you hear me today, because I have the best education that money can buy. That's not because my family was rich. That's because they made sacrifices for me. They made sacrifices. We, you know, I tell this story all the time, and I will continue telling this story. We ate tuna fish. We, you know, we had to turn the hot water off, you know, when we were taking showers, just to lather up and then wash off, because we, you know, I had brothers, I had sisters, you know what I'm saying, or a sister who, you know, who we all had to, we were all in private school. Again, I don't think you guys heard what I said. We were all in private school. Again, not because we were rich, but because sacrifices were made, and there was an importance and a priority put on education. It's politically correct to blame society, to blame the white man, because you don't want to educate your kids. You would rather get smashed off on a Friday night than allow, you know what I'm saying, than to make sure your kids are taken care of. And that's the current state of the black community. And that's what needs to be discussed. Those are the issues that we need to be addressed. That's what we're more so what we're going to get into next week when we do our annual. We've done at least three or four of these. Our Martin Luther King Day special. This is not that, but, you know, it's a preview. It's kind of like what we need to talk about. You know, people want to talk about Miley Cyrus. You know, have you guys ever wondered why, like, there was so much talk about her this year? Like, oh, Miley Cyrus, Miley Cyrus, Miley Cyrus. She came out butt naked. Why? Because her handlers, the people who are in control, they decided to go against the grain and to pimp one of their own. That's not common in Hollywood. I mean, think about that. You can't even really name. You might be able to name like Lady Gaga, but she's not really known for being a hoe necessarily, for being sexual. She's more of like this weirdo, androgynous, artistic, you know, type of, you know, different person. You know, but, I mean, there's really no white whores in the music industry that are marketed as whores. Whereas in the black community, there's countless. Beyonce, it's not just Beyonce. Beyonce is the ringleader. She's the most popular. She's the most influential. She's the richest. But, I mean, you got your Little Kims, your Nicki Minajs, your Sierras, your Janet Jacksons. Courtney, come on. I mean, we could go on and on. Ashanti's. In fact, it's everybody. You don't become commercially successful in the black community unless you sexify. Even Alicia Keys. she wanted to take her whole thing to a whole nother level, and she got Illuminati'd out. She got sexified. You know, all that good girl playing the piano stuff, that she got rid of that. Google her last album. Look at some of those photo shoots. All that tomboy crap went out the window. Black gloves and all that weird stuff she was into. Now she's just like the rest of them. Hoified. You know what I'm saying? We got to get out of that. You see, I mean, anybody else? Did I miss anybody?
Kelly Rowland. She's another one.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Listen, speaking of Kelly, I mean, she's like an idiot. She's just like a buffoon, to be honest with you. She's like so stupid. And the reason why I say so stupid, because she's not even good at what she does. What I'm speaking about is, you know, when you get into the entertainment industry, like, everybody knows, like, all right, you've got to show your allegiance. You got to throw up the little 666 sign. You got to, you know, throw up the devil horns. You know, on the low, you got to rock the colors. She's an idiot, though. I'm sitting up there watching her. And Google, it's right there. I mean, it's right on your DVR. I'm so glad they let this stuff be DVR. I mean, I'm so glad we can just look at it. I have it right on mine. She's an idiot. She's sitting up there doing her announcements. And just watch her freaking hands. Just watch that. Anybody can see. If you're listening to this show and you don't know, you don't understand anything that I'm saying, go back on your DVR and watch Kelly Rowland doing that little introduction. And watch her hands. She's an idiot because she's literally sitting there trying to think of how the best way to discreetly throw up the devil horns on the low so that nobody sees what she's doing, but so that the right people see what she's doing, but it's not like blatantly obvious. Sorry, Kelly, it was blatantly obvious. She's like holding a microphone and making devil horns while she's doing it. I'm like, yo, you're not even doing it right. Anybody could do it better than that. Like, are you she's an idiot. Just watch her hands. She's like holding the microphone and throwing up the stupid horns. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw that. I did.
I'm like, yo, like, what are you doing? You're so stupid. You might as well not even do it. You might as well just throw it up, like, blatantly, like Beyonce and Jay-Z. Because you're obvious with it. And everybody, in fact, I'm going to do something for you guys. I tell you guys all the time about how I have the celebrity folder, and I was cautious about doing this. I'm not going to do it on my main page, you know what I'm saying, because they might shut me down. I want my main page to shut down. But I have another page that I don't really use that much, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up with I'm going to make an album. Like, I have my own email folder with literally hundreds of the most popular celebrities in the world all throwing up the demonic and satanic symbols, okay? I catch it. Pause my DVR, I take a snapshot, and I put it into the folder. I'm going to make that folder public for you guys, all right? And I'm just going to post it. And you guys will see for yourselves what I'm talking about. So you can actually see it. Like, I post them here and there, but you guys are all going to get a chance to see in one album. I'm going to take a weekend and just do the album, because I'm just going to transfer it over on the Facebook, and you guys are going to be like, wow. Like, all these. Is that not going to be crazy, Courtney?
Yeah, but I want
to
see.
And
it.
You guys can add to it, and we can just be one out. Just send it to them, and we can just add to it. And we'll have thousands at one some point. We'll have thousands of this of the biggest celebrities all making the exact same symbol. And at that point, who will be able to? You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point do people say, like, "Oh, okay, like, I get it now"? Like, you know what I mean? That's what we're here for tonight. We're here to talk about the industry. We're here to talk about Satanism. You know, we're here to talk about Jesus Christ. I was debating with somebody the other day about, what the hell? I mean, we don't need to play games. I was debating one of my frat brothers, of all people, about the Illuminati. Shout out to anyone who's listening about the Illuminati. And one thing I'll say to everybody is that, you know, it's not about what you call it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can, oh, the Illuminati exists, the Illuminati doesn't exist. Historically, this is what the Illuminati, see, people get caught up in the logistics of it. You know what I'm saying? It's not that that's irrelevant. The point of it all is that there is an overall body, a governing body that controls sports, politics, and entertainment. Okay? Everything that goes on, it's the billionaires. It's the people who actually control the world, the people who really make the decisions. People like Obama, people like Beyonce, Jay, these are not people with any actual real power. These are people put in place to you know, act out the objectives and the intentions of these people who actually worship the enemy. That's what these people are there for. They're not going to come out of the shadows themselves. So they're going to put people in positions of power to do their bidding for them. All right. So I don't care what you call them. You know, I mean, look at these shows. I mean, like, it's funny how art imitates life. I mean, you look at shows like Lost, what was it, Prison Break. They called it The Company, you know. I mean, Illuminati symbol all throughout that. You got, what do you got? The WWE, wrestling. You know, everything is red, black, and white, and silver. Everybody, you know, John Cena throws up the sixes. I mean, he's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys see it. You know, if you guys watch it, what is Triple H and them, what do they call themselves now? Oh, the Authority. You know, the Authority, the Company, the Illuminati. Like, you know what I'm saying? They make references to it. There's this group of people who control everything that goes on in the WWE, and they just happen to call themselves the Authority. You guys don't see that? Like, it's not obvious that's basically a take on what's actually going on. There's actually a governing body that controls everything. I don't know. Told y'all online today, I feel like Kirk Cameron in Left Behind. You guys see Left Behind? Yo, watch it. I watched it for the first time. I'd always heard about it, but I watched it maybe a couple years ago. I was so impressed with it. I went out and bought the box set and watched, you know, 1, 2, and 3. I still got to watch 4. But, you know, if you guys are familiar with it, you know Kirk Cameron. I mean, he basically, you know, was the only person or one of the only people who could actually see what was going on. And he's, like, trying to tell people, like, yo, this is the Antichrist right here. Like, the end of the world is, like, people are disappearing on planes. Like, they're being swept up. Like this is, and he's trying to tell people, and they're like looking at him like he's crazy. They don't understand. They want to fight him. They want to debate him. They're just non-believers, and that's how I feel sometimes. Like, I'm trying to tell people, and they want to debate. It's like, yo, you see all this, but you don't see it. Is that not? It can get frustrating. That's something I struggle with. Is just being able to accept that there is a such thing, and the Bible confirms this, as the spirit of the Antichrist. There, you know, that's why, like, when you try to tell people about, like, a Barack Obama or Beyonce and Jay-Z, it's like people, it always brings out the psychos. It always brings out, there's never been a time I've said anything publicly on Facebook about Jay-Z or Beyonce that has not erupted into some type of monumental day-long debate. The one time I posted about Beyonce Bow Down this time last year, it went viral and was seen by over 1 million people around the world. Just Google it. Look it up. It's on my page still. I had like 5,000 people shared it. It was like 5,000 people viewed it. 5,000 people shared it. The thing went viral. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But that's what happens. It brings people out the woodwork. Is that not crazy, Courtney?
Yeah, but, I mean, here's the thing. We do need to, you know, continue to talk about these things, you know, even in the midst of the drama and the people coming out of nowhere. I can relate to that, you know. But at the same time, you know, the Beyonce Bow Down, that was shared by that many people for a reason. You know, just as there are, you know, many people that are causing drama, there are those that are starting to see, you know, what's going on.
Right.
So
I was looking online, and there was an article about the Christian artist Natalie Grant, who I was unfamiliar with prior to today, but evidently she's a Christian artist who was nominated for a few Grammys, and you know, she evidently walked out of the Grammys during Katy Perry's performance, and she tweeted about it, saying that, and this is a quote, "We left the Grammys early. I have many thoughts, most of which are probably better left inside my head, but I'll say this. I've never been more honored to sing about Jesus and for Jesus, and I've never been more sure of the path that I've chosen." That is an excellent quote, but more so it's an excellent perspective and an excellent way of life, especially from someone in the music industry. And it's, you know, it's refreshing and it's probably a reason and the reason why I've never heard of her, because I consider myself to be a pretty, you know, well-informed guy being in the entertainment industry myself. You know, I just hadn't been familiar with it. There's a reason why you haven't probably heard of Natalie Grant, and that's why, because she has not subscribed to the teachings of Satan, the way of life that these people follow. Speaking of which, I was curious, because when I was growing up, people actually, there was actually a gospel, you know, performance and a huge to-do, if you will, during these award shows as far as gospel went. You know, Kirk Franklin performing. I remember Yolanda Adams performing back in the day. I'm just curious, whatever happened to gospel during these award shows? What happened?
Right, because it got thrown out. So you don't see it anymore. It's non-existent.
And, you know, nobody, nobody noticed that, I guess, huh? Like, that, it just, you know, all of a sudden they got, you know, there's, you know, at first there's gospel. I remember I grew up watching it. I grew up watching the Grammys. There always was a gospel performance. And it was, I remember the awkwardness of it, because I would be like, all right, you know, 2 Chainz or whoever was the equivalent at that time, you know, playing that buffoonish role, satanic role, they would come out. Next thing you know, you got Yolanda Adams and people praying and putting their hands up, and, you know, everybody's in the spirit. Next thing you know, somebody comes out with some type of crazy performance. It was like, okay, back to reality. But at least it was, you know, it was there. But you can't have, you know, Katy Perry, you can't have Beyonce butt naked and then have Yolanda Adams come out on national television. That doesn't go well. So they had to make a choice, and they made a choice. And that's really the direction that we're going. It's a very applicable thing to understand, is that, you know, they had to make a choice, and they made it. You know, like, I mean, Beyonce and Jay-Z, when they did in the video, I posted it. I posted it online, and like a month ago when I posted about, not even, we did a whole show on it. If you guys are new or listening, we did a whole show dissecting the Drunken Love video. And in that video, Jay-Z and Beyonce also throw up their sixes, you know, in there. They pose with it. You know, I got a little still shot. I posted it. They do the same thing on the performance from last night. I mean, I don't know, like, what else do they need to do for people to be like, wow, okay, wow, like, wow, that's crazy. Like, these people actually worship Satan. And I just want to be clear about that. It's not, you guys got to think outside the box and really do some research, because people, they when they think of Satanists, they think of some weird white dudes. But all Satanism is, okay, is loving the things that God hates. There is no actual devil. The devil is comprised of things like greed, like money, you know what I mean? Wealth, envy, jealousy. These are all the things that you know, makes up what is commonly known as the devil, the evil one, the enemy. And Satanists, they worship the things, not some weird white guy or black guy from Hell Date, you know, talking about, like, you're on Hell Date. No, it's not like, that's not like the devil. It's not walking around with some pitchfork. You know what I'm saying? That's not the devil. Yeah, you ever watch that? You're on Hell Date.
Like, I used to watch all the time.
Yo, just want another note real quick. That's actually one of the most entertaining shows of all time. I mean, like, it's just, it was just an entertaining show. I'm mad that they canceled it. Like, you don't really see shows like that, you know, nowadays, where you can just like reality shows that are actually funny and you know, you could actually just watch. But yeah, that's not Satan, guys. You know what I mean? Satan is actually money. It's the love of money. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, what else can we talk about? Man, we'll take some calls tonight if y'all, you know what I'm saying? If you have questions, thoughts, comments, 646-200-0366. What else? I did want to talk about that whole Kim Kardashian situation. In fact, we can talk about it real quick because there's some other things I want to talk about a little bit later on. But for those of you who are unfamiliar, on Saturday, I was having a conversation with somebody, and I haven't really talked about the reason why I did it, and you know. But what I did was I was having a conversation with somebody about beauty, and about us as a people, and our definition of beauty, and even how the media portrays us as a people, and how black women feel about themselves, and just a lot of different things in regards to just imagery. And one of the things that I've done this before, this is, some people, they fall right into the trap not even knowing it, but I said, I was having a conversation, I said, watch, all right, I'm going to go ahead and post this. You know, and it was a very simple question, a very simple question. I found a nice picture of Kim Kardashian, and just said, you know what, go ahead, and I said, you know, what do you rate her on a scale, on a beauty scale, 1 to 10? Now, mind you, you know, I was just having a conversation about the fact that many, not all, but unfortunately, because of a lack of positive role models, in many cases, a lack of a father figure in the home, you know, the media brainwashing us into thinking that, you know, certain things are more beautiful than others. I mean, a number of different factors. But be that as it may, it's still, the fact still remains that many women have serious, serious, serious self-esteem issues as a result of the way that they've been brought up and what they've seen and experienced. And so I just wanted to kind of examine that a little bit and do a little experiment. And my I won't say who I was talking to, but, you know, you guys did exactly what we said would happen. I said that there's going to be many women who are extremely confident in in themselves, and women who have no problem addressing or beauty in regards to another woman or other women, because they are confident in themselves and how they were raised and what they see when they look in the mirror. And so they will say, you know, clear beauty is what it is, just that, it's beauty. Whereas other women, based on their surroundings, based on their circumstances, will have a serious problem identifying beauty and acknowledging beauty because they feel as though they are not beautiful themselves. And it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Beyonce as far as the pimping out, you know, the modern-day slavery and what exists. And what, you know what I'm saying? It was a very sad thing to watch, just watch it all unfold, because, you know, you had women saying Kim Kardashian was a 2, Kim Kardashian was a 6, Kim Kardashian is ugly, Kim Kardashian is average, Kim Kardashian wears a weave, and literally being unable to even identify or acknowledge any other form of beauty who looks anything other than them or what they would feel comfortable acknowledging as beautiful. And that's sad. It was very sad. You know, it was very disappointing. I knew, I've done it before. This whole thing has happened before. A few years ago, we did this whole thing. People, you know, it's a similar type of debate, and the same exact thing happened this time around. And we'll do it again in another few years. And I just want to speak on it briefly because I want everyone to understand something. No matter, you know, what, how you were raised, I feel like you're all beautiful in your own way. Everyone has something beautiful about them, whether it's their facial structure, whether it's their hair, whether it's their nose, their eyes, their mouth. Everyone has something. But insecurity, low self-esteem, has the power to make you not beautiful. And jealousy and envy is a disgusting trait to have. Now, as a black man, I gotta be honest. I was saying Tika Sumter. I saw a ride along with my wife the other day. You guys know she's, to me, you know, I mean, far as celebrities goes, I mean, she's like one of the most beautiful women that I've ever seen, to be honest with you. She's a very gorgeous woman. But that being said, Kim Kardashian is a very beautiful woman as well. I mean, now, obviously, they look totally different, total different skin complexions, body types. But, you know, it would be ludicrous. It would be preposterous to say that Kim Kardashian is unattractive. Now, obviously, you know, we can get into, you know, what she's done morally and, you know, just all the stuff with her family and the sex tape and kind of, I mean, we could do that, but we're just talking about beauty. And only, I'll say this publicly, only a hater would say she's unattractive. Like, that would be like me getting up here and saying Morris Chestnut is unattractive, Shamar Moore is average, he needs to get his teeth fixed. You guys would look at me like I'm not a hater. And I don't want to spend a lot of time, but I did want to talk on it for you guys since I said that I would. But, you know, there's nothing in me that says, okay, you need to put someone else down to elevate yourself. I know I look good. I don't need cosigns. I don't need anybody. That's just what it is. You know what I mean? My daughter, she gets it from me. She. I don't know what she's going to. I hope she doesn't turn out to be arrogant, but we catch her just staring at herself in the mirror sometimes. She'll just be playing with her toys, watching TV. She just take a glance and just start staring at herself in the mirror like, yo, what are you doing? She starts smiling. I'm like, yo, you got to cut that out. But my wife says, like, she gets that from you, and she probably does. I'm very confident with my looks. It is what it is, and I don't think anybody would consider me to be arrogant, though. I don't force that down people's throats, and you know what I'm saying. But you should be confident. You know, like Denzel Washington. He's a handsome man. Like, okay, like that doesn't make me feel like any less of a man to say Denzel Washington or Morris Chestnut or Lance Gross or whoever. What's it, Amari Hardwick? Oh, y'all want to lust? Okay, great. Go ahead, lust away. You know, okay, he's a good looking man. Whoop-de-doo. That doesn't do anything for me. I don't care. So you guys shouldn't feel the need to have to say, oh, Kim Kardashian is ugly, but that chick from 12 Years a Slave is – come on. Let's just stop it. But Gabourey Sidibe Bay, now she's a 10. Come on. Just stop it. She is not a 10. Stop it. Like, you know what I mean? Stop the foolishness. She's not. Now, she's a beautiful girl. No, she's not. Okay? Just say – I might say, you tripping, Dayton. Oh, so you saying Kim Kardashian is beautiful, but Gabourey, but Precious ain't – yes. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You don't like it, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. No, and the only reason I say that, because you guys know for me, you know, fitness is beautiful. You know, people who take care of themselves are beautiful. Confidence is beautiful. You know, and I just, you know, and I think that's what's important in today's society. You know, and I think that when you take pride in something, that's beautiful. You know, and so I think people should all take care. I posted online. I'm hitting the gym 5 days a week. Who's on it? Who's with me? Who's with me? I know we're going all over, but this is one of those shows. I just want to get stuff off my chest. We got to stop being fat. We are the fattest race of people out there. You guys know that we're the most unhealthy. We die of the most heart attacks, the most strokes, the most pancreatic cancer. You know what I mean? Black men, prostate cancer. I mean, we are the most unhealthy group of people in the world. And we got to stop being lazy. Seriously. Black women are notorious for having the booty do. You know, what's that, Corey? What do they say? The gut sticks out more than the booty do? I mean, it's like a running joke. And we're going to keep it real tonight. See, nobody wants to talk about this stuff, but black men are talking about this stuff. I was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago. talking about, yo, what's good with you, man? When you going to get a wife? What's up? You seeing anybody? He's like, man, I'm trying, man, but these they don't want to go to the gym. I need my wife to look good, man. Like, I want to. He's like, I want to have kids. I mean, she look like that now. I mean, what's she going to look like then? I don't want to let herself go. I said, I feel you. And this is no disrespect. This is that kick in the butt that many people need. Because I know I could lose a few pounds. Tennessee's, you guys know I play spring tennis, summer tennis, and then fall tennis. Well, this ain't just summer, spring, summer, and fall. You know what I'm saying? It's January, February. I'm not as active in the winters. I'm still in the gym. You know what I'm saying? But I'm mainly hitting the weights. I don't really like the treadmill. I like playing sports. So I gained a few pounds. You know what I'm saying? I'm still good, but I'm just saying I want to look how I want to look. And I say all that to say we all should do what we have to do to look how we want to look. Stop making excuses. Get in the gym. I said I'm going to hit the gym 5 days a week, and on everything, that's what I'm going to do. Monday through Friday, hitting the gym like crazy, doing it till the spring or whenever, at least till I can get back out on the tennis courts. Because I said, I got out there, so I said, whoa, what's going on? And that's me, so I can only imagine what y'all saying when y'all get out the shower. Keep it real. You ever get out the shower and be like, dang, what the heck? Come on, keep it real,
Courtney. Can't say that. No, I
Come
can't
on,
say
Courtney.
That. But
Come on.
But you're by yourself.
I'm by myself. By myself. Courtney, don't lie. All right, that's cool. You're going to put me up. Nah, hey, it's cool. I'll be by myself. But I'm just saying, guys. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop making excuses. And the fellas, too. Take that shirt off, man. You ain't Diesel. You're fat. Guys wearing muscle shirts. Ain't no muscles, just fat. Big old gut with a muscle, you know what I'm saying, with a muscle shirt on. Take that crap off. It's not just for the ladies. For the fellas, too. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the phone line. See a call on the line, man. 646-200-0366. See a call on the line from the 631 area code. Welcome to the Dayton Tolbert Show.
Hey, what's up, brother Dayton? It's Renard Stiff from Queens.
Oh, what's going on, Renard? Well, what's going on with you?
What's up, brother? Long time no hear from.
Yeah, man, what's going on? How you been?
Oh, man, I got married.
Let me ask you something, man, real quick. If I could, real quick, just to, you know, some of you guys who are older listeners who maybe listened to us last year, year before, remember Renard calling in, expressing what he wanted in a wife, expressing the type of girlfriend that he wanted, or I forget if he was with her at the time, but definitely was not married, and we're just explaining kind of like what he wanted in a wife. Now you just heard, we haven't heard from him in a while, he's now actually married. What happened, man? Like, what did you see in your now wife that made you say, wow, like, she's the one?
Hey, let me tell you, I prayed for her, man. I prayed for a woman like her, and I asked God to send me, to let me know if she was the one for me. And a week later, I had a stroke.
Wow.
And she stuck with me through all that.
Wow. What did she do for you?
She helped me get back on my feet. She made sure I had health insurance. She made sure she took me in and took care of me physically.
Wow.
I mean, even after all that, she still married me.
Wow, man. How did that make you feel?
It made me feel very emotional. I feel teary-eyed just talking about it, you know.
Dang.
I mean, that's a great woman, man.
You know what they say, man. You know, he who finds a wife, you know, finds a good thing and obtains the favor of God. Do you feel like you've achieved
yes.
the favor of God?
Yes, because I'm no longer in a wheelchair anymore. I'm walking, I'm talking. You know, she just really stepped up and took care of all my business.
Man. What is there in the world that you would not be willing to do for her right now?
I would do anything she asked me to do.
Oh, man, see, that's it, man. Don't even say anything else, man. You said it all. Good to hear from you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, let me just tell something. This whole show is about, this show that we do here, the Dayton Tolbert Show, just generally speaking, is about everything, as you can tell. Whether it's politics, whether it's race, whether it's relationships, dating, love, spirituality. I mean, this is the most diverse show ever. But, you know, at the end of the day, my passion is what you just heard. You know what I mean? It's you know, what the word says, you know, just helping women become the type of woman that a man can speak about with tears in his eyes. He just said, I get emotional. He just said he prayed for a wife. Everything that he said is what I can relate to about my wife. You see what I'm saying, guys? I know I'm hard on y'all, and I will continue to be hard on y'all, and I will continue to be blunt and to be harsh. But if you listen, you will have a man like myself, and I'm not saying I'm anybody special. You will have a man like Renard. You will have a man like so many other guys out there who have found their queen and have achieved the favor of God. The question is, would a man say those things about you? Do you have the type of personality that would make a man say, wow, you know what I'm saying? The buck stops here. I'm telling these other hoes to stop calling me anymore. And I'm not just speaking generally. I'm speaking specifically about actual hoes. You know, a lot of women say, well, I'm a black queen. No, some of you are. Some of y'all are black queens. Some of y'all aren't. And to get a man to say those things about you, to have the tears in his eyes, would you have his back? There was a post floating around, Courtney, a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about what would you do, you know, if your man was in a wheelchair, if he was handicapped, if he got some type of disease. I can say definitively that my wife would be there to take care of. That's not even a question. I don't even have to think about that answer to that question. You know, would the answer for you guys be that simple? You know, I say all the time, if we did a classic show, one of my favorite shows of all time, I might have to dig it out the crates, The Pursuit of Happiness. You know, listen to that show. Like, guys, if you never listened to another show, go back a couple years and listen to the show that me and Gerald did on The Pursuit of Happiness. Okay? It's just type in The Pursuit of Happiness on the Dayton Tolbert Show. That show epitomizes everything that men are looking for in a wife. Talked about the movie The Pursuit of Happiness in regards to what Will Smith experienced in the film with his woman walking out on him when times were tough. See, Renard's wife, when she was his girlfriend, did not walk out on him when he was in a wheelchair. A lot of I know for a fact, a lot of women would have walked out. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all out when he got the flu and can't have sex with you for a little bit. Y'all going. You know what I'm saying? The sex ain't good, so I'm out. Sex isn't supposed to be good. People say, what? What you talking about? What you talking about there? You know what I mean? Nah, sex is not meant to be good. Sex is fornication. How can fornication be good? Making love to your wife is good. And at that point, you don't have to worry about, you know, good sex, bad sex. Did he make me, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about that stuff. Was that ever a concern of yours, Courtney, back in the day? You know, what if the sex isn't good?
Yeah, it was. Because
you were a freak, right? Because you were a freak.
Yes, I was going to say that. Yeah, so, you know, that's what one of my main concerns was at the time. It's just very superficial. Yeah, I forgot another word I was trying to use. But, yeah, it's just very superficial. Oh. And I wouldn't have even thought about sticking around with a man that was in, you know, Renard's shoes. Like back in the day, it just would have been a wrap.
Right.
Like, I couldn't have thought of, wouldn't even fathom taking care of a man, because in my mind I would have thought, well, what is he going to do for me? This is very selfish.
Right, absolutely. You know, and that's I think what women have to realize is one of the number one complaints of black men or from black men about black women is the level of selfishness, you know, and a lot of that goes back to daddy issues. It goes back to not having the father there to give them the things that they really want, you know, and so I think we really just have to get to a point where we let go of those, whatever happened to you, you know, whether you had a father or not, always know that you have a father in Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? A father in God who will always be there to pick you up, be always there to wipe your tears and comfort you, you know, and whatever it is that you're going through. You know, we're going to get ready to wrap it up tonight. Not going to be here all night, guys. But, you know, I did want to come back and talk about darkness. You know, and what the word says in Ephesians 5:11, what the Bible says over in Proverbs 31:9, to open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and the needy. You know, there's a lot of different things that the word speaks on that society would like to ignore, but we're not going to do that. You know, we're not going to ignore them. We're going to continue to speak out against evil. We're going to continue to speak out against sin, and I hope that you guys will continue to join me in this fight. You know, don't ever let Facebook or Facebook friends, you know, deter you or dissuade you from, you know, from doing what God would be pleased with. It'll be very easy. I live a very public life, guys. It'll be I get a lot, and you know, I don't know if you see it or not, but I mean, I know certain things you see, but whatever you see, you know, if it seems like there's a lot of hate or it seems like there's a lot of negativity, you know, it's 10 times more than what you even see. I feel 10 times more than what it appears as if I feel, if that makes sense. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm being honest. I mean... Yes, I said earlier, I brush it off, and I will continue to do so. It doesn't bother me per se, but that doesn't mean that the attack is not there. It doesn't mean that I don't feel it, that I don't see it. I brush it off. I keep it moving. I don't let it deter me, but it is there. And so all I'm saying is that when you're in a storm, when you're in a fight, you should expect to get a few bumps and bruises. The question is, are you going to let it knock you out, or are you going to continue to fight? You know, fight, not just fight, but to fight for the things that Jesus Christ would be happy with. If that means you have to go against your friends, if that means you have to go against your sorority, if that means you have to not go to the party or not be invited to the party by the people who used to invite you to the parties, if it means you're no longer in the in crowd, guess what? I want to invite you to a different party. You know, I want to induct you into a different type of fraternity, a different type of bondage, a different type of crowd. That crowd is called the Friends of the Dayton Tolbert Show. That crowd is called the Each Woman Foundation. Got something new for the brothers coming up in 2014. I'm not going to put it out there yet, but just know there's something really new and something big coming for the fellas. You know what I'm saying? I've been letting mentally marinate for a while. But, you know, just know that, you know, cause let me just say this last thing. I know how it is, you know, like any true Christian, and when I say true Christian, I mean, you know, people who are passionate about being believers in Christ, there's going to be a time when you make a decision, not just a half decision, but the actual decision that you're going to live for Christ. There are going to be a lot of people who you're going to have to leave behind. There are going to be a lot of people who used to be cool with you who are now going to hate on you. There are going to be a lot of people who no longer want to be around you. There are going to be people who no longer comment on your Facebook posts, okay? But, you know, that's okay. Because the good news is, you know, with any void, or I should say when you change, there's going to be a void. That void is it has to be filled with something. What happens with a lot of Christians is that they try to move into their new life, and so they eliminate old people. But because they are no longer in the in crowd, they are now ostracized. They take that and they turn to porn. They take that and they go to the club. They take that and they become a hoe, male or female hoe. And that is not good. That's, you know what I'm saying? Because the void is going to be filled one way or the other. I encourage you all to fill the void with positive things and positive people of God. That's, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is actually how you're going to get what Raynard just shared with you. That's how you're going to get what I have, is when you step away from the people and things of the world, stop trying to fit in with the in crowd, and you focus on being cool in God's eyes. Listen, I used to be the coolest cat in the club. I used to go into any club in the country and walk out with 7 numbers, okay, or more. And anyone who knows me from back in the day knows that. But that's not my life anymore. I used to be the most popular guy everybody knew, whether it was college, whether it was after college, whatever, high school, you know what I'm saying? But now, not so much. I have a lot of people who listen to me, but I'm not what anyone would consider loved or even liked by the world. Now I got thousands of supporters and people like you guys who are listening right now because you support, which I appreciate. But there's a difference between that type of support and being liked slash loved and being popular. You guys, I'm not popular. I'm nowhere near a celebrity, nor do I want to be. Nor do I aspire. I used to, but that's not what I'm here for. I hope you guys get what I'm saying to you. You're not going to be liked. In fact, Courtney, what does the word say? You know, the word says, in fact, when you stand for God, you'll actually be hated by everyone. Mm-hmm. You guys know that? And so I encourage you all to look at the word, you know. Look at the word and what the Bible says over in Matthew 5:10, which says, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed, this is great, right? Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. This is, I promise you guys, if there was one scripture, you said, hey, Daydon, what's your favorite scripture? I would tell you Matthew 5:10, because this really resonates with me, because when I stepped away from the club, when I stepped away from the hoes, when I stepped out of the strip club, when I stepped out of the worldly things that I had so commonly become associated with, people started lying on me. People started hating on me. People persecuted me. People still insult me. You know what I'm saying? But the Bible says that when those things happen, don't be upset. When your Facebook friends hate on you, don't be scared to post after that. But it says, in fact, you're blessed when people do those things. That means your God is smiling when you're doing those things or going through those things. That means you're going to get a blessing. The Bible says specifically, the wicked plot against good people and glare at them with hate. But the Lord laughs at wicked people because he knows that they'll soon be destroyed. And that's in Psalms 37:12-13. That's crazy, right? The wicked plot against good people. You know what I'm saying? If you're a good person, then the Bible specifically is talking to you. He said there will be wicked people who would plot against you and hate on you. People like these guys who think they're so cool nowadays. Everybody wants to seem so cool and so philosophical. Always want to put up some posts about people hating, or you ain't getting hated on, and da da da. People sound so stupid. They think they sound so intelligent, but they really sound stupid, because what the word says is, people actually will have haters. People are, you don't got haters. Everybody got haters. Yeah, Christians have haters. Jesus Christ had haters. If you're a good person, then you're going to have haters. The Bible says it in Matthew, Psalms, all types of scriptures. You know, the Bible says light shines on the godly and joy on those whose hearts are right. If your heart is right, then God will shine on you. But if you have hate on your in your heart, if you're listening to this show right now and you don't like me and you don't like what we're talking about and you have hate in your heart, God isn't shining on you. It says light shines on the godly and joy on those whose hearts are right. If your heart ain't right, then that's why you're not right. That's it, man. That's it, Courtney. Can we wrap it up tonight?
You went in.
Any last thoughts you want to leave?
Yeah, just encourage those listening just to really just take a look at what is going on out there. Because I just thought about how, you know, part of myself, not even too long ago, you know, maybe a year or two ago, I was just in denial just in regards to what was going on in this world, just the evil in this world. And what changed for me was when I submitted myself to Christ. And so, you know, a lot of us do, we say we're Christians, but we haven't fully submitted to God. So, you know, for you to be a Christian, you have to submit. And so with that being said, once you submit to him, God is going to open your eyes to just so much. Like, I see things so much clearly. You know, things are so much clear to me. And I have peace just about things that I didn't have peace about in the past, and it's all because of God. So I just encourage those just to really just submit yourself to him and develop that relationship with him, because you won't regret it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. In fact, I'll say one thing. You know, I say this often. I mean, you've come to expect it over the years, but, you know, the word says that when a man's ways please the Lord, his enemies will be at peace with him. And there's a reason why, you know, you see so much, you know, chatter and, you know, arguments and strife, you know, in many of these online forums and debates and threads and things like that. But, you know, very infrequently do you hear anyone really calling into the show. Because, you know, I mean, you know, this is going to be a very highly rated show, heard all around the world, certainly all around the country. And, you know, I would be very surprised. In fact, I know for a fact there are very few people who participated in the activities of today, you know, whether it was the Beyonce thread, the Jay-Z thread, even that Kim Kardashian thread, you know, who knew we would be discussing, knew I would be discussing this tonight, you know, but did not tune into the show in which we would be. People would like us to believe that they didn't listen, but there are a lot of secret listeners, which is cool. But I just want to say, you know, when a man's ways please the Lord, his enemies will be at peace. And I sure feel very much so at peace tonight. So I'm going to sleep good tonight. I hope all of you guys sleep good tonight. If you need any type of advice or counseling, we're still doing our pre-Valentine's Day special where we're giving all packages are 50% off. Courtney and I both. Shoot us an email at Dadon or Courtney@trctoday.com if you'd like to schedule a free emotional availability assessment, or call 855-55-DADON, toll-free anywhere in the world. Thank you guys for listening tonight. I don't know what it is about these Beyoncés and the Jay-Z's, but they seem to bring out the best in me, the best in Courtney, and make for very good talk shows. So thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you were entertained. Hopefully you learned something tonight. And I will see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Great man who will treat you right, make you his sweet bride. Oh, you're coming up empty out there, caught your case of blues. I know a man who will pick you up, Let day don't be your motivation, child. Let day don't overcome and rock your world. Let day don't be your motivation, child. Let day don't overmotivate you, girl. Let day don't be your motivation, child. Let day don't overcome and change your world. Don't ever let yourself settle for less. You don't have to be a fool. Call them up, let the tears fall. Little girl, don't be lost anymore. This brother has a master plan. Lean on his wisdom if you feel weak. I guarantee it will help you stand. Maybe you've lost your way again. Let day.
Let day don't be your motivation, child. Let day don't overcome and change your world.